In health, we often look at a person's physical being and will categorize them to be healthy. How is resentment unhealthy for the body? So we look at the outer, but inside out fitness, I'm describing the inner. A healthy person will not reflect negative feelings and only behave in a negative way. So again, I'm speaking for myself that I look healthy, and there's been times in which just physically being healthy, I have behaved in a negative way. So resentment is a place that something that I can speak about in which I have experienced. And the only way that I can describe this is living and experiencing something that I felt I was replaced. And I'm speaking about past employment in which I was replaced and had given all my talents, and I had forgotten of what I had gained from this lesson. And so I was able to hear myself speak that I had unforgiveness. So resentment can be heard. We can hear it in the voice of others. As I began to journal and hear my thoughts and listen to my voice of how I was feeling, how I was wrong, and we need to be able to identify that fitness is not just physical, but it's the inside, because it's the inside that is going to get us further in life instead of us attacking others and labeling people. And it's difficult when you are labeled and you're categorized, but it's okay. You have to understand and know that this feeling of resentment can be hidden and people won't know, but once you start to speak, they're going to be able to hear it. And then if you're not aware that you're dealing with resentment, the root cause of that is unforgiveness. And so any disappointment that brought on resentment can be like an addiction, and it'll affect our inner health. With resentment, one does not experience freedom. So we want to be free so that way we can have a positive relationship with people and feel more energized. And others, you're going to feel the energy of others. If you've been around people that have sucked your energy, that toxic energy that they're dealing with, resentment is what you bring. People are not going to be around you. And this feeling surface with criticism and negative self-talk first. We don't even want to be around ourselves. We don't want to be listening to our thoughts because it's overwhelming. This place of resentment. So what we want to do is we want to not waste energy. And if we want to enjoy our day, let's enjoy our time alone and forgive ourselves. First of all, in Mark 11:25 says, "And whenever you stand, pray, forgive. If you have any thing against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive your trespasses. So the key thing, are you in a place of forgiving yourself? Think about it. Take some time. It's not about what someone did to you. It's about yourself. You only know what you said you were going to do. And if it wasn't on your checklist or to do, just be forgiving with yourself. As you are going to be forgiving with yourself, you're going to see that that forgiveness will extend. It's always harder to forgive yourself than to forgive someone else. So take some time to work on inner health and forgive yourself. Free yourself from any self-resentment. And it could have been something that you set yourself a standard, a way of living, of being, of high expectation within yourself, something you said you were not going to do, and then found yourself in that one situation that you said you were not going to do. And it's okay. We've all fallen into that pile of mud or that hole, but let's not stay in that place, that muddy place of resentment. Let's wipe ourselves out, get back up. And those of you who are in the workplace and working, continue to give your all, your 100%. Because in my experience, what I've learned, I would not be the person I am today had I not given my all. And I'm content with that. So I'm the first one to confess that I've had hidden resentment. And I was able to read my journals, listen to my thoughts. Not only that, but even people that I confided in, I was able to be honest. I vented out. And that is something that we need to have people around that we really can be honest with and that are not going to take it personal. So if you want to extend kindness, listen to someone who has resentment and don't judge them. Just know that as you're listening to them, you've also have been there, and you would want someone to do the same for you, is to just be heard, understood. So again, dig down deep and work out any resentment that you have towards yourself.